to say.
Mm. So yeah, we could. Yeah. Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
So now this podcast, we are going to talk about manners.
Manners.
Manners, manners, manners.
So we should interrupt each other loads just to prove how we have no manners at all. I actually find I rate manners really, really highly. I am one of those children that was of the generation that was brought up by people who said, manners don't cost anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that. And I had manners drilled into me as a child.
Same. It's that and pronouncing the letters, such as not dropping T's and stuff.
Yeah.
That was absolutely, like, manners cost nothing. It's so easy to be kind and thoughtful that, yeah, I'm actually really fucking black and white on this.
Are you?
Yeah. Just have manners.
Yeah.
Say please, say thank you.
Is that what manners is then to you, is please and thank you?
Please, thank yous, and I think ways of behaving.
Yeah.
Right, just, you know, yeah, what's it to you?
Well, I think, again, this was thinking on my dog walk. I think, like, I'm really black and white, and I think manners don't cost a thing.
Mm.
And I consider myself to have really good manners.
Same.
I will scream and shout at people. I will, if I feel like they've not had manners. So
yeah, same. Just, so actually, we're
am
as
I just
bad
a
them.
Massive hypocrite? Then,
possibly.
Is what I was thinking, because I, or is really the truth of it, and this might be a really short episode, that we can all be bad mannered and we can all have extremely good manners. I think it is drummed into the majority of us as children. I think I try and drum it into my children.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes you just lose it. So I was thinking of an example this weekend. Mm. Like slightly past Saturday, as I think I've mentioned before, I run a small community cafe in our local park.
Yeah.
We shut at 2.
Uh-huh.
Usually we will do a bit of a, we're closing.
Yeah.
And I think we did do that, but I don't think it was very loud. It was a different lady doing it.
Right.
And a woman came up at like 2:10. So we'd been shut a good 10 minutes and we had turned the coffee machine off and she tried to order.
At 2:10?
Yeah, 2:10.
So 10 minutes after closing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bearing in mind we're all volunteers. Anyway, this woman came up to the counter. I was doing something, I was cleaning something, so I didn't really hear a lot of the exchange. But I was outside cleaning tables and she came out and was saying quite loudly that we were inconsiderate. And she walked back into the playground and was kind of muttering to her husband about us being inconsiderate and blah, blah, blah. And she was kind of saying it loudly enough that she wanted, like, us to hear.
Yeah, of course. People always mutter because they want it to be heard.
Yeah.
Like, that's absolute bullshit. That,
yeah.
She was... Yeah, yeah. You're doing it for attention.
Yeah.
Bad manners,
me
number
being
one.
Me was like, I was actually like, is she joking? Because the one thing we get at the project is just, it has the loveliest vibe. Like, people are just so pleased that we're there serving coffee to them.
Yeah.
And so usually the response you get is just so amazing.
Yeah.
That I was actually really shocked. And I was kind of like, so the first thing I said to her was, are you joking? Like, sorry, are you being serious? Like, I was genuinely just like, and she was like, yes. I think it's really inconsiderate. Like, I just wanted a cup of tea. And I was like, okay, just so you know, we close at 2 and we're all volunteers that have been here since 8:30 this morning.
Yeah.
So saying we're inconsiderate is a bit rich.
Yeah. Good.
And she kind of like was, and then her husband jumped in and was a bit like, just leave it. And I thought,
what, to you or to the wife?
To me. And I thought, really rich you telling me to leave it.
When it's like, your wife that's caused all of this.
Yeah, you weren't telling her to leave actually.
Too
you
scared.
Were stoking
too scared of his wife.
He wasn't stoking it, but he was allowing it. He could have told her to just not be rude, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd have been more to, that's kind of one of the things you do, right?
But then she doubled down and went, but you could have just made me a cup of tea. And I was like, yeah, if you want, I'll put the kettle on. But as I say, I've been here since 8:30 and I'm a volunteer.
We don't get paid for this. This is out of the goodness of our heart.
And she went, oh no, don't worry, don't worry. And I was like, don't worry, actually. Maybe we should have just made her a cup of tea.
No.
I don't know. Maybe we didn't shout loud enough. But there was such a like, and do you know what sometimes I think bad manners is? Is like a... like like you deserve something from someone. Yeah. Like, even if we were a commercial operation, like, we don't, I say this all the time because I think I've only just realized this, but actually no one has any sort of responsibility to me other than my mother, because she brought me into this world. But I don't have a responsibility to you to serve you a cup of tea and to say that we're, you know, all of those. I just felt like it was really like, I've said this before, but like reeks of just like, you deserve something from this world.
It's entitlement.
Entitlement. It's
very, very entitled.
It's very Karen. Yeah. Like.
And she was the, it shuts at two. You know, if it was 1 minute past two, you would have made her a cup of tea, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that things close at certain times. And that's a commercial business that will close its doors at six, if that's what it says.
And
let alone a community cafe that's open till two and run by volunteers who don't get paid. Like, I just think she fucked up. She was too late.
Yeah.
But she can't cope with the fact that she was too late. It's everyone else's fault.
And maybe she just really wanted a cup of tea. That's the thing. Yeah,
Get it before closing time.
Actually, and do you know what? I am actually very good natured about things like this. So I remember going to Wilderness a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it was just after. So it was, I used that weekend actually to stop breastfeeding Minnie.
Yeah.
It was like a hard stop. That's my youngest, of like, I'm going to go to Wilderness, and after I get back from Wilderness, I'm going to stop breastfeeding.
Yeah.
She was over two. It was like,
done. Totally.
It was my third child. I was like, been breastfeeding for like 7 years, like not continuously, but that's a lot of fucking baby sucking on your tits, man.
Totally. In a very unsmug way, because you're not a smug breastfeeding mother.
No, like, I am highlight not that. At all. Like, everyone has a choice, and I know like some people find it extremely difficult.
Yeah.
I have ginormous breasticles, like they are huge. If they hadn't been put to use, I'd have been like, why the fuck have I been lugging these around?
Life?
Do you know what I mean? Like,
they are,
I have real back problems. What was my point?
Your point was, you went to Wilderness again. And you were being polite, I'm guessing.
It was someone fucking, so I used it as a chance to stop breastfeeding, and I got quite stoned that weekend. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I hadn't got stoned in a very long time. So I used it as a time. I didn't drink. This is when I wasn't drinking. So I was like, I'm going to use it as a time to smoke a lot of weed. Anyway, I don't know why that was relevant. But other than that, I queued up one morning to get a coffee. And it was from this like back place. I was in general camping. I've always been in family camping at Wilderness, which is like plush camping.
Yeah.
The queue was massive. It was so huge. And I got to the front, and the guy, I literally got to the front, and I was watching people walk away with their coffees. All I wanted was a coffee as well. Like, I didn't even want any BAP or anything. And he was like,
any BAP? BAP? Didn't even want a BAP.
I didn't even want any BAPage.
Actually, can you remind me in a second about coffee?
Yeah.
And a coffee vendor thing.
Okay.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
And anyway, the coffee machine broke. At that like very moment, you know me, coffee is life.
Yeah.
Like, I can drink coffee at 10 o'clock in the evening.
Same.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
And he said that the coffee machine was broken, and I've never felt like such a, no, that's a lie. Actually, I constantly feel like a middle class twat, but I literally dropped to my knees and like threw my arms up and my head back and just went, no. I was like, please, no. And he was just like, he said, can I offer you a BAP? And I was like, a BAP? No, I want coffee. And I then had to proceed just to like join another queue.
Yeah.
Just a queue for a coffee. But I didn't say, I wasn't like, oh, yeah, you could have been a bit arsy, I suppose, at that point, and been like,
well, you could have been arsy if you're a twat.
Yes.
But you're not. So that's why you weren't. Because actually the coffee machine had broken. So it wasn't like he was refusing you coffee but actually even you could, but there would be people that would be really cross at him for that.
Yeah.
And would have gone nuts. Whereas you were just sweetly, like, with humour, just on your knees.
Although I have, but there has been a time actually to do with coffee that I have actually been a bit, I don't think I was rude. They were rude to me, and so I was rude back to them. It's our favourite people in
Our
favourite cafe.
Our locals.
And it was the morning of the festival. So we have a really big, or we used to actually, we don't have it anymore, a big local festival where all the whole area got involved, and it was amazing.
Which one was that? Which the
it was called the Crystal Palace Festival. That's,
But now we have South Facing.
Now we have South Facing.
And what's the other one? We have something else in our local park in Crystal Palace.
Yeah, and it's a big one. But anyway,
there's some good Basement Jacks are there soon.
I'm going to see Basement Jacks. So I literally screwed over my friends that I've been on holiday with for the past 3 years.
Hang on a minute. Am I buying one of your tickets?
Yes, I've got an extra ticket.
Yeah, that's so I couldn't remember.
You've got my fifth ticket, which is very
important. And actually, is that for the Friday or the Saturday? Anyway, we'll talk about this afterwards. Sorry.
It's on the Saturday.
Yeah, but because you know they've put a Friday date now, which is pretty bad for the other Basement Jack fans, because because it's sold out. They're now doing a Friday night, which we thought was a bit harsh, actually. Although I sort of have met them a few times and they're absolutely lovely and their manager's a really nice guy too. But all of those Basement Jacks fans who think they're at the
homecoming,
there's actually one now on the Friday before.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you joking?
Yeah, sorry to announce this here and now, but you can Google it.
I'm a bit upset by that because that was one of the reasons that
I think there are going to be lots of people upset about that. Should
we get tickets for Friday as well?
We could do and
just do like a 48-hour
bender of Basement Jacks.
That actually makes me feel a little bit sick. But
sorry, we completely digressed. What were we talking about?
What were we talking about?
We were talking about
the festival.
Oh yeah, and that cafe.
So I was waiting outside. We know those, the festival, you literally have to get there at like 6:30 in the morning to set up your pitch. So you set up your pitch and then you go home and have breakfast and stuff. And I was up near that cafe and noticed it opened at 6:00. So it was about like 5:50. And I was like, do you know what? I'm just going to hang around and get a couple of coffees.
Yeah.
And then go on my merry way. Anyway, there are people in the cafe, obviously like prepping for the day.
Yeah.
I'm standing outside, like quite obviously waiting for the cafe to open. And no one like bats an eyelid or anything. You know, it's one of those mornings as well that was quite chilly, even though it was the summer.
Yeah.
They didn't like say, do you want to come in and wait or anything, which I would do if I was a cafe. I'd be like, is there like anything I can help you with? If someone was standing outside my cafe at 5:50 in the morning.
Especially when there were people in there.
Yeah.
Were they customers or staff? Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. They were pottering away.
Yeah.
So fair enough, maybe that they didn't come over. That wasn't the bad bit. The bad bit was then when they then opened the doors, I went in and was like, oh, could I get a couple of coffees? And they were like, oh, sorry, the coffee machine's only just been switched on. So it's going to be like a 15-20 minute wait. And I was like, oh. I was like, okay. I was like, oh, because I've been waiting out there for age. Like, And they were just like,
we should have put it on earlier so that it's ready for
it was literally
fucks given
and I was just a bit like, oh okay, I'll just, and actually to be fair, now I'm thinking about the story, they weren't particularly rude and I wasn't particularly rude. It was just one of those situations where I was just like, you could have just come out and like said, or even just said like, sorry.
Yeah,
there was just nothing.
There was nothing, but I think
does that? Maybe I'm just really old now as well, because I do think that maybe the younger generation are just a little bit more aloof,
chilled about stuff.
Not so like, I'm desperately sorry, mom. And maybe that's showing my privilege. Maybe that's showing me to be a bit of a twat. Like I thought that, I'm saying all the things that I just fought against, really, aren't I? That they didn't deserve. I didn't deserve a coffee from them.
Yeah, but I think of something that's a voluntary community based project. It's very different. Well, she does now.
She does now.
But it's very different to a chain of cafes that clearly, are very successful.
I'll tell you when I do slightly think about manners is when I'm with certain people and my children are eating with them. And I'm not massively hot on like table manners.
Yeah.
Like we're not a great fact. We do sit around the table all together, but we're not great at doing it very formally.
Yeah.
And there'll usually be one of us not there.
That's
the kind of way it falls. But I do, when I'm around certain people and we're having dinner with certain family members, I feel like my kids have really, really bad table manners, and it makes me I become that mum then that all of a sudden starts trying to give them really good table manners.
But I think
not
that's
the situation to be doing it in. You need to be doing that at home, Lucy.
Yeah.
And then I just can't be bothered.
I think every parent can relate to that, because I definitely have those moments as well. Or when you're just with people that you don't know that well, and you just, you know, you want to give a good example. But my
impression,
biggest,
is it an impression?
An impression, exactly. Impression, that's actually what I meant, not example. idiot. My issue with manners, and actually this is actually quite bad, is in the car.
Yeah.
So when you let people go past, or, you know, when I let people cross the road, or when it's not a zebra crossing, or... Like, generally, if I see children crossing, I will always stop, because I think if that was my child, and yes, they're crossing at a really fucking stupid point of the road, but I'd like someone, an adult, to then stop. And they don't say thank you. That's sort of annoying. But what I find is when grown-ups driving cars and you've pulled over to let them go, or you've reversed or had to do something and they don't say thank you, it's my zero to psycho moment. Like,
yeah.
it irates me. Like, I just thinking about it now, I'm
the red mist. The red mist.
Honestly, it's like, just say fucking thank you. Put your hand up, flash your lights, say thank you. Like, but just any which way. It takes 2 seconds to do that.
Yeah.
And they don't. And I mean, I've been known to wind the window down and literally go, thank you, shouting at them. But it really pisses me off. It's just basic. Someone has done something for you, like open the door or kept the door open or whatever. That's the other thing. Like, you know, the amount of times at like the swimming pool or whatever, you're going through a door, you know, you're with general public and you're going through some sort of door and they don't hold it open. I just think that's such poor manners.
Yeah.
Or again, not saying thank you when you've done it. Or I just think please and thank you, and just treat people the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
Is so important. And the other thing with manners, and this is a bit parenty, is the school run.
Mm.
Like, what is it about those people, and we all know them, where one day they say thank you and they say, hello, and they're smiling, and the next day it's as though you've never fucking seen them before in your life. And you see them for years and years. Look, I'm in what, year 5 of the school run now, and there are a few people, and everyone knows who they are in our sort of local community, that sometimes they're like, hey, how are you, or smiling or whatever, and the next day they're just almost like too cool for school. Or
yeah,
and I just can't bear people like that. You know, hot and cold, you don't know where you are with them. And actually one of them owns a business locally and has started doing a new offering, and it's being piled onto our WhatsApp group. It's on our Facebook bloody, you know, School Voice Facebook group. It's on the PTFA group. It's on the classroom group. And do you know what? What you could do, what would be better, is to just make sure the community likes the business more. And actually, like, and I think manners is very heavily involved with needing to promote things so much, because,
I
can't bear it. Anyway, rant over.
No, and I really don't. For me, I find the hot and cold like a real struggle. Like, do you remember, like, I remember being told when I first went to university that the people you met in your freshers week would not be the people that you end up with, like being friends with. Remember? And it's like that thing where you like say hi to someone a couple of times, and then for some reason they all of a sudden just don't like say hi anymore. And I find that really weird. And you get to the point where, you know, because you look at someone, don't you, before you say hi, to kind of get that eye contact.
Yeah, of course.
You either get that, and I'm the type of person as well that on the school run, I find it very hard to walk past someone every single day and not say hello.
Same. It's almost like, it would be such a struggle for me not to just say, hello, morning.
Like, you know, there's a guy that I walk past a lot, and I notice him. Because, and like, I noticed when he got into a relationship and this like woman started walking with him.
Oh,
I was like, oh my God, he's like got someone and it's so cute. And then she disappeared for a bit and I was like, oh my God, where's she gone? And then yeah. she reappeared and I was like, oh, are they back together? Did they split up? Has she just not been around? Does she go away for what, you know? And he gives me nothing though. He doesn't look at me. There's no chink in to him. And he's just on his commute. Like he's not a parent at the school or anything.
Oh,
I really want to say hi to this guy. But yeah. he just gives me nothing. Yeah. There is absolutely nothing. But what I do find weird is when sometimes people say hi and sometimes people don't. But where I've actually got to on this, and I have given this a lot of thought,
yeah.
is I feel like sometimes people are just really fucking distracted or they have a load going on.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're sometimes really rude. But yeah, I've got one lady in particular I'm thinking about who I'm friends with, and my next door neighbour is just like, I just get nothing from her. I just get ignored. And I feel like it's such a weird thing. Why we all live on the same street, so why did we connect and not them? It's funny, isn't it?
There are a couple of people on our school community that definitely come up very frequently when it comes to manners and being polite, and just that they're basically not.
Yeah.
So it's quite comforting that it's not just you, but you don't have to say hello. That's not the point. But don't one day say hello and then the next day, like, almost avoid eye contact. You know, I just don't. That's just bullshit. Just be consistent. Either be consistently fucking in your own place and you don't need to say anything, or be consistently
okay. I've got a really relevant example to this. Okay, so you know that we're moving.
Yes.
And we're going into a new community. Some of those people we do know because we went to school with them and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've met a woman who's within this new group that I'm going to be in, and I've met her a couple of times. The first few times it was all very nice and formal. Then I met her in a formal setting.
Yeah.
Where it was linked to her job. And to say she was lovely was an understatement. She greeted me like we were old friends, and it was like really like almost like a bit like, oh, like hi, like that's the type of warmth that I give someone.
Yes.
But I'd never felt that warmth from her. Anyway,
Sorry, I've just realised.
She's trying to do something while I'm
basically
telling.
I've just realised that the laptop's running out of battery.
And
I was trying to subtly do it. But
anyway, the next
I'm not
time.
Subtle. Anyway, go on. Yeah, the next time I saw her.
Yeah. She barely acknowledged me.
What?
Seriously. And I said to my friend afterwards, I was like, she's dead to me. Like, dead.
Yeah, dead.
Like, that's it. Like,
cross that line. It's
and
a very
friend,
Leo thing.
You could see my friend was very, like made her a bit uncomfortable. And she was like, you know, she was probably just really busy, and maybe she didn't recognise you because obviously the book Govey, I've lost a bit of weight.
Yeah.
I was like, no, that's bullshit, mate.
You haven't disappeared.
Also, we were there for 2 hours. So even if at the beginning she didn't realise who I was, by the end she knew who the fuck I was.
Yeah.
So, and I said to Sarah, it's not the rudeness that gets me. It's not the, like, just not, like, just saying hi and then go. It's the inconsistency for me. Don't act like you're my best mate 1 minute and then like, you don't fucking know me the next. Like, where do I stand with you? If I know where I stand with someone, I can pretty much deal with anything. Do you know what I mean?
There is that consistency. Totally. It's the hot and cold that makes me feel quite, I guess, insecure. Or feel, not insecure, but it makes me just feel, it unnerves me a little bit.
I feel like you're quite insecure about how people feel about you, actually.
I am and I'm not. Like, on most days, I don't really care. Mm. But if I'm feeling hormonal or I feel...
Yeah.
Like, if I'm having a bit of a shit day or something's going on in my life that I'm not coping very well with, I will... It just affects everything. But on the whole, I don't think I do. I used to very, very much so. And I guess the people pleasing of the past never fully goes away. But no, I sort of don't. I'm much more like the old me would never criticize people in the same way that I do now for like manners, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Whereas now I'm just like, I don't give a fuck what that person thinks, actually. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think sort of everyone does worry a little bit to an extent as to what people think of them.
Do you know what I think I worry about is whether people think I'm clever. I don't know if I care whether people like me, but I don't want people to think I'm thick.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone would think you're thick.
No, a lot of people think I'm really dumb. I constantly get underestimated as being a bit of a thicko.
Really? Really?
Do I?
I don't think you come across as that at all. But that's...
And cool. I think I really wanted to be cool.
But you are cool.
I know. But I know that now. I didn't as a teenager. And that is so uncool to say that you're cool.
I know,
that
makes but we're you cool. Totally let's just take. Let's just have it.
No, I'm not cool. I'm Riz, man. Yeah, is that the Riz. Good one?
But you do remember. Get some people that think they are too Riz. And too
oh, gotcha.
Cool. Like,
I mean...
Yeah. They... But I just think people being consistent, and I guess that does fall in under manners, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And just saying please and thank you.
I think most people are pretty polite.
Yeah, no. It's just people in the car. The car thing has to stop.
What am I talking about? People are wankers. One thing I do in the car, I do like how we've all collectively, I think. You're probably not going to agree with me. This is going to be really bad. But I feel like collectively we've all agreed that if it's a red light, you can pretty much just like go.
If it's just red, yeah, definitely.
Like not if you're waiting to turn.
No, do you know what I mean? But if you've happened to,
but I feel like that is in the last few years. People have got like more brazen because you know when you sneak through a light and you think.
And you breathe in.
Yeah.
And you're like,
but now I notice the car behind me's done it.
Yeah.
Sometimes
then
like,
I'm like,
too deep.
Oh my God, I can't believe you did it. And that was a chance for me.
I know.
You. Yeah.
But I feel like collectively we've all got a bit more ballsy in that way. And I love that. I don't know how that's manners, but I just,
traffic lights.
Do you know what? I do. I did a marketing degree at university, and as part of my marketing degree, you could choose a module. Yeah, you could choose modules and stuff, and there was one that was transport marketing.
Right.
And I actually,
oh God, like I was literally,
I just
felt this like sinking transport marketing.
I know.
Hello,
I'll tell you what I actually did. I did arts marketing and events marketing.
Right.
I really considered actually doing transport marketing.
Although I do love trains and planes.
Like really, and automobiles.
Yes.
I thought that'd be really interesting. And sometimes I do feel like when I'm driving, sometimes I think about the way things are communicated on the road and think you could be doing this a lot better, which essentially is what transport marketing is about. It's about how you communicate on transport. So I do feel like maybe we're all a bit more aggressive and rude driving because the transport conditions have got worse. Like the road conditions have got worse. They've got busier.
Yeah.
They've got more confusing. Like,
oh, yeah,
I'm
with all
so,
the closed roads and stuff.
And this low transport thing and all of the, it just confuses me so much and I get really stressed and then there's so many people. One thing I do notice when I go outside of London is that London is particularly bad for rudeness in cars. Like when I go down to my mum's to Leon the Solent, which is like retirement central.
Yeah.
Like I feel like a proper boy race around there because I'm just like all these people are so like nice and polite and there's me. So I feel like, again, it goes back to that like urban rural kind of discussion we were having the other day. Do you feel like in towns and cities life is harder and therefore
maybe people and also
get ruder? You forget your manners sometimes, don't you?
And I do say to Gabriella, you know, if someone's not very kind or a bit rude, and I do sort of always try and say, well, you know, there might be something going on in their head, or there might be something going, you know, for all I know, you know, those 10 assholes that made me wait for them yesterday morning could have all had something going on in their heads and just didn't think.
Yeah.
One out of 10 cars literally said thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just beside myself by the time I got because it was just up the road. By the time I got home, I was furious and I'd just been to the gym. But I do think...
It is infuriating.
I guess life is sort of maybe a bit more hectic, more stressful. I actually, on your transport marketing...
I do really wish I'd done that module. Much more than I should. Like, I think about it quite a lot and think, oh, I really should have done that transport module. And then I have a debate with myself about, would I have dropped arts marketing or events marketing? And I really don't know where that is. And it's probably why I still have a recurring dream from uni. If I'm like quite overwhelmed in my life, I have this recurring dream where I wake up and it's the same assignment that has been set like a year in advance, and I've forgotten about it, and I don't know when it's meant to be handed in. I don't really know what it's about. It's for it's for arts marketing, and I don't know all of these things. And I wake up and for like 30 seconds I'm like and then I remember, Lucy, you're 42 and you passed uni. You got a 2.1. You got 1.3% off a first, darling.
Yeah.
You're absolutely fine. You did that. You did it. And like, but I still, what is that about? Like, that is so, again, I can't remember why we started talking about that, but I feel like I'm sweating right now. Just that like feeling of taking you back to, something that you just are imagining in your head. Just completely went off topic. Then.
We were talking about transport.
It was all because I get pressed
in the car. Do you know, this week I've been thinking, and I was saying to some of the neighbours, and some of the people, so we're sort of on the school run, aren't we? You know, our road.
We've talked about this. It's quite a main, like, thoroughfare. Yeah, like, thoroughfare.
So it's our road, basically. A road off our road is where the school that my daughter goes to is. And there's a guy... Have I talked about this white male in a black Porsche GD6?
Yes, you did.
I mentioned him. I actually really want now that
didn't you post its like number plate or something?
I'm bloody tempted to put it on the Crystal Palace group. Facebook
no,
group.
You can't.
I can't. But
I confronted
him. But on transport marketing, I really, really want to do like an A1 foam board sign and stick it to the 20 mile an hour sign and just say, you in the black Porsche GD and like with the number plate, stop driving like a prick.
So
I really want to do it. And the signpost isn't near my house. And actually, you know, two of the neighbours were like, just do it.
Yeah.
And then others are like, I think you're a bit fucking weird.
I know. Well, do you know what? So this is hilarious. We haven't discussed this before, but recently if someone has really pissed me off in the car, I've begun fantasizing.
Yeah.
And fantasizing is the right word.
Yeah, fantasizing.
About getting said foam board and cutting out little speech bubbles that I then stick onto like a stick that I can hold up.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah,
that says things like, you're giving... So... I've mentioned my love of RuPaul's Drag Race, Mama Ru. One of the things that they talk about is, and I can never get this right, so I have to say it really slowly, but BDE.
What's that?
Which is big dick energy.
Oh, big dick energy, yes.
I actually prefer to use the reverse of that, which is SDE, which is small dick energy. So I really want a speech bubble that is, you're giving SDE right now.
Yeah.
Because I think that a lot of the... driving in cars and a lot of the rudeness is that real like macho kind of nurse, like my car being an extension of my
dick. Actually the ones that go, do you know what Porsches I mean? Are the ones that, although my brother and his partner have got a Porsche, but and actually so have quite a few people I know, but
I love that. Just so you're aware, no one I know has a Porsche.
No, but like nobody. It seems to be those and like the kind of Mercs and the whatever that are.
My best friends drive Skodas.
Yeah, but that's
all of them.
So does some of
mine. Or like second time cars from my.
So do some of mine.
My her parents still. She's still getting hand-me-downs from her parents. What's that saying? But yeah, what else are we going to say?
I had a point and I can't remember.
It's, do you know what? It's the talk of transport marketing.
It was the transport marketing. Like, I really spurred on this.
It's thrown us a bit, isn't
transport
it?
Transport marketing.
The guy, the lecturer that also like taught that module, and I think that's one of the reasons I didn't pick it, was because I should have done, because he was a right character, but his office was like piles of like paper.
Maps everywhere.
Just like pile. He also did like modules about like research methods and stuff. Like he was obviously like quite a data techie. Like he did our statistics module, Like I feel like I'm talking to James here, but my course was a real course. Marketing was a real course, just because I did marketing at Bournemouth and you did law at King's. They're like both the same degree, yeah, James. Completely.
I don't know. those marketing degrees and sort of media, Bournemouth was really good for that.
Yeah.
I know loads of people that went and did that actually, including two of my brothers. And
it was by the seaside.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to go down to the beach every day.
And the fire station. I remember visiting my friend, one of my best friends at uni. And yeah, the fire station is always the thing that sticks out for me.
The fire station, for those of you that don't know, is the club, which is part of the student union. So it's an old fire station. There used to be a pole. That was said to be the actual pole, but thinking back, it couldn't have been. But yeah, so Bournemouth University had its own club, and it was pretty fucking awesome. I mean, I saw Jason Donovan there.
Oh my God.
And he was at the bottom of the staircase, and I was at the top, and I went, I fucking love you, Jason Donovan. And he looked up and looked at me, and it was at that point of my life, the highlight of my life. I loved Jason Donovan as a child.
Yeah, I loved Jason Donovan
But there were very cool nights as well. They did a lot of drum and bass there.
Yeah, you love your drum and bass.
I love
drum and bass as well, but I think you love it more.
I know. I did actually walk into the playground raving the other day, and a dad that I know was like, what are you listening to? I was like, drum and bass, I really want to go raving. And he looked at me just like, you're 43. Like, grow up.
You said you were 42 earlier and I didn't want to correct you.
I am 42.
Oh, you are? But you're 43 in May.
I'm 82.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm 40.
That's right, because I'm 45 in August.
43 this year.
Yeah.
But I regularly, as I get older, I never had this problem, but the years, it takes a year, good year for me to remember how old I am. And then by the time I'm remembered, I'm on to the next year. Mm. So I'm kind of always in flux between two.
See, being born in 1980, it's kind of easy because I'm, you know, 25, James, I'm 45.
James and I always got, I said, I will never forget when James and I got married because we're 2010.
Exactly.
It's a nice round number.
It makes it a lot easier.
82?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that about?
Well, yeah, completely. It's
like, it doesn't even, the thing that, so I don't think I've spoken about numbers hold a lot of significance for me.
Same, and like, for me too.
82 is just a really shit number because 8 - 2 is also 6. And for me, 6 is a really crap number. I'm very much about the odds. So I can't even get to a good number with 82, which just, yeah, anyway. We've totally digressed
now.
And it's probably a good time to wrap up.
Talking about manners. Is there anything more to say? I think we just need, people need to, inconsistence need to be consistent.
There's a woodpecker right outside your window. I'm totally distracted now. Oh my God. It's a lesser spotted, people. It's a lesser spotted. You can see the red, Christelle.
Can you see him?
Oh my God, he's going to start tapping.
Where?
On the tree? The magpie. The nearest tree. There he is. Where? Oh my God.
I actually can't see this.
Oh my God, he's right. Oh no, it's not. Oh God, it wasn't. It wasn't a woodpecker, guys. It's a coal tit. I'm sure I just saw red there.
No, but
my God, I need to put my glasses on.
You know
on.
What it is? Is it the bottom of the tree that you saw red?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a ladybird.
No, he was at the top.
Thing that
no.
Gabriella
no.
got given when she
Oh
was
no, it wasn't that. Oh, I can see what you mean now. Jesus, if you thought that I thought that that was a fucking bird. It's like this homemade ladybird thing they've made. No, that wasn't it. But anyway, sorry.
It's quite far away, the tree.
The last thing we want to say is be fucking polite.
Be polite. Say please, say thank you. Wave. Mark gets really annoyed.
No, it
actually.
Is there. It is oh, there. God, it's God. Gone. Sorry. It was. I wasn't going mental, guys. There was a woodpecker.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I can see it. Okay.
Where?
Right at the top of the tree. It's like the tree nearest to us. You can see the... Look for red there and then you'll see him. Oh my God. I'm freaking out. I'm a real twitcher.
Oh my God, I can see him!
Yeah, I'm a real twitcher.
Oh my God, I can see him. He's tiny.
Yeah, so next week...
I didn't know that was actually a woodpecker. I am... Rubbish with birds.
He's a lesser spotted woodpecker.
Oh my God.
But next week, what we should do is I should sit on the other sofa so I'm not distracted by birds.
We've separated this week. We were on the same sofa before and now we're
we've gone
on opposing sofas.
Yeah,
but I'm
we're mixing
looking
it
at
up.
The wall, and Lucy's looking at the garden.
And but, I can't look at the garden because now I'll just be looking for woodpeckers. It's like Woody. He's like Woody Woodpecker, guys. He's like Woody lovely. Woodpecker.
He's lovely. But anyway, the only thing that I've just felt the need to have to say, it's absolute nonsense, but that's why this is called bollocks, adulting bollocks, because you can just talk a load of shite.
About woodpeckers.
About anything, really, quite frankly. I wonder if we'll ever get any listeners. But,
they've turned off right now. I was actually thinking at the beginning of this episode, we should be like, if you've got to this episode with us, congratulations, because nobody else has. But no, my best friend has actually been asking for the new episodes.
Oh,
she's chomping at the bit. She got through the pilot introduction. I'm calling it the pilot because it's like an hour and a half long.
Yeah, yeah.
She actually got all the way through that, which I was very proud of her. Oh, my husband had another correction for us.
Oh, what was
which
it?
Which was, it wasn't when COVID happened that we went through into parallel universe. It was when the Hadron spinny...
The Hadron Collider.
Is that what it's called? Anyway, is when that got turned on, we slipped into a new universe.
Right.
You know the device that's trying to find out about dark matter?
The
Hadron Collider. That's what
the
it's called.
The black hole.
That's when we slipped into the parallel universe. He's still there. But anyway, we have to sign off because we will be losing people.
I know. Mark, by the way, just my final note is that Mark, speaking of manners, just actually going back to what we were meant to be talking about and not all the other shit we've talked
about. I'm over manners.
Mark gets really annoyed at me when he's driving and I thank them as well.
Yeah.
He finds it really annoying and he's just like, will you just stop doing that? I'm like, I'm just making sure they can see that we've, you know, he's like, I'm saying thank you. You just look like a bit special.
Yeah.
Besides, you know.
Well, anyway. One thing that I get really annoyed about with James is if someone lets him through, he then flashes his light. And I'm like, that's confusing because when you flash a light, that's someone letting you through.
No, but he's saying thank you.
But you do that at the end. You don't do it at the beginning because that's saying come forward.
Yeah.
And he will not accept this. And I am like, you are wrong.
James?
You are wrong.
It's kind of you to say thank you as you pass them with a flashing light, right?
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way it goes.
But not like right at the beginning.
No.
Yeah.
I actually
have coming to think that a lot of mine and James's problems is the fact that we're on two different speed settings. Like we just speed differently. Do you know what I mean?
As in live speed, not
speeding. And his brain's really slow. He's really slow. I'm like a million miles an hour.
Yeah. Do you know what? Actually, if I hear a joke, I'll laugh instantly, and Mark will just, it's literally just a millisecond behind me.
Yeah. Yeah, James is like 5 hours behind me, mate. Like literally,
but I think you and I
don't understand it.
But I think we're exceptionally speedy.
No, I'm moderately gifted. You're not moderately exceptionally gifted.
we're spinning a million plates. Like it goes back to the sort of, I guess, the ADHD.
Yeah, and a really shit podcast is now one of those plates.
Anyway, let's go and eat.
Yeah, let's eat. All right. We're eating.
Okay, lots of love. Take care.
Lots of love.
Bye.